Streamlabs link in the chat. What's good? What's up? What's popping? I now started the process of getting my streaming channel back now that I've gotten this channel back. But what is good? What's up? What's popping? Yes, I am the best! I'm the greatest back at the end of the vid. How was your Tuesday? Mad Dubs and Fortunes Keith ranked. And Mad Dubs and Ashika today. Ooh, Fortnite still. I don't even have a crown win yet in Fortnite. We got a win, but I don't get a crown win in that shit yet. But, yeah. I don't know who the fuck Ski Mask is. I don't know who that is. By the way, the reason why I'm doing all my lives and shit on here is I don't plan to live stream on this channel. It's just that now that I'm back and I applied for monetization, I gotta build up the watch hours on this to get monetized. That's why I'm doing, like, when I go back to live streaming, it will either be on when I get my live streaming channel back, or I don't know which one to do one as. I'll probably just live stream when I get my live stream channel back and use that unique entertainment channel as like just a clip thing from my live streams. I'm thinking doing that, but for now, but then I'm gonna have to get that live streaming channel fucking monetized too, which is gonna be a bitch. Because I've been gone for 2 years, so annoying and gay. But yo, I have to, we got a, Stuttering John is going, I gotta watch this. I was captivated. I was enthralled.
Instead of today, it's a fire truck. You know, I wanna invite this guy on. I don't know, he doesn't come on. I don't know why, I wanna just see what's going on with the fucking guy.
He's wearing the Tonight Show shirt. That show's been over for, like, over a decade. The one especially he worked on. Does he have boxes of those shirts? After the divorce from Susanna?
Vince the lawyer is dead to me. And he will be infinitely dead to me. He done fucked
I'm
up.
I'm both at the same time? Now know what I want
with me,
to.
Vince. But when you fuck with my friends, then we got a problem. All right? Especially a war hero. Who saw a fucking his friends die in front of him. And you fuck with that guy? Defending our democracy, you dumb little dwarf? Then you ain't gonna be.
Does he even talk politics anymore?
That's gonna break your heart, and I know it does. Because I'm gone.
I don't even know if Stuttering John talks politics anymore. Like I'm saying, I'm getting back into this shit. I gotta straighten this world out. You know, these crazy characters within it.
Funeral director. Vince Kidd called me the flagging term. I believe you're a clip yesterday may have allowed the addition of the term to their addiction. Please issue retraction. Hold on, I'm going to turn down the music.
You'd believe he's streaming from beautiful New York. What the fuck is this?
Gets a little chilly. Gets a little chilly in here. Yeah, AC, when I put on low, it gets fucking cold. First of all, in my movie, I play a character. The character is Thomas Burns. It is not Stuttering John. It is not John Melendez. It is Thomas Burns. Bellamy Young is playing the character of Jennifer. Hudson Lyke is playing the character of Darla. Jim J. Bullock is playing the character of Derek. We're all playing characters. Jeff Ross is playing the character of Ernie. So we're all playing an actor.
Burping on the mic, Radio Gold.
So you can't hold someone to the script. If that's the case, then you gotta hold fucking
what is he
Edward
talking
Norton
about?
To American X.
Not that dumb movie he got made. Jay Leno thought he had to steal
Cameron
when he stole
Connor.
Stuttering John. He thought he had one.
Canoe. Throws Keanu. Oh, look, her fucking... She had her fucking 15 minutes, as Andy Warhol said. She's done. She done fucked up. And now the internet whore is just fucking gonna go away. Her betrothed, my betrothed, shut the fuck up! I disavow.
Ooh.
I was.
What has this world become? I don't even know what this is.
Shut up, you grunt! Fucking hell! Just shut up!
Now, assuming the other dudes are gonna shit on him for doing this.
Tonight's your reunion at Shakey's or Chuck E. Cheese? Hold on.
Oh, yeah, he's doing it. A Tonight Show reunion he put together because everyone from the Tonight Show is successful,
Daniel
unlike
August.
Him. What?
Blondie years played clips of your Grillo fake acting audition for Stern. What were you feeling when Stern went so hard at you? Seemed he was a dick. Blondie years. First of all, you know what? It was a good prank. It worked. Howard, you know. You know, I don't fucking care, you know, about, it doesn't, I don't care.
You tried suing, you do care.
You know, they're going to say anything they want, and I don't give a shit.
What are you drinking, Michelob Ultra?
But, yeah, Howard was just mad that I didn't include him. But why should I? You know, I'm the prankster. He didn't think the prank was good enough, but fuck him. I did. Vince just tried to super chat.
John looks like an elderly El Chapo trying to escape.
He's done.
He gets caught in the tunnel.
And now he's trying to get my wife on. So now he's going to try and get me mad. Oh, update. Update on Susanna. You know,
Howard Stern doesn't care. He does PC shit. He's not trying to get your wife on. What are you talking about?
It'd be silly if you did it. Real silly. DJ Q.
Doesn't this nigga claim him and his wife created the Kardashians? Which they might actually, at the time, might have. They were probably friends. He was during the Tonight Show thing. That lasted about less than a year.
It's not me. You better play the intro clip to get that slurring creep off your back. I don't really care. Count Connor, thanks for that. Vince is the Fire Festival of Lawyers. He's a fucking loser. He works out all day, and he doesn't even look like... I mean, why? Why? He's trying to look good. Do you see what he looks like? He looks like the Downs. You know what he looks like? I figured it out. If you look at his hair, he looks like...
Did that do the unplug thing, the plug thing for there not to be an echo? Did that work?
He looks like Bert from Bert and Ernie. He's got the little patch
of hair. Echo complainers. I didn't even want to be live on this channel. Like I said, I was trying to get watch time hours. I got two crown victories in Fortnite. Which is amazing, given how fucking sweaty that shit is. So, what's good with you niggas? What are you up to? He starts at a 3 and quickly goes to a 10 somehow in like 50 minutes. Nigga, I go 0 to 100 real quick. That song would have been rapped better by any other rapper other than Drake, but that's a Drake song. What's good today? Well, the Malcolm in the Middle intro. Yes, no, maybe, I don't know. Alright, so they officially did the appeal. Take the fucking L, dude, you fucking loser. What the fuck is this Kimo Joe faggot doing? It's honestly just annoying me at this point. Like, honestly, at this point, it's like, I'm questioning the people around him. And not the people around him, people who still give him chances, even though he's not really. Like, everyone basically stopped fucking with that dummy. The only one who fucks with him still is Rogan, kinda. But won't even let him perform at his club. How fucking sad is that? Rogan owns a comedy club and he will not allow you to perform there for 2 minutes, by the way. Not even 2 minutes. Not even to step on stage for 2 minutes. Just to say you did it. Because Rogan can't sell you his club with your unfunny ass. And he really appealed it. And they're going to lose again. I'm just happy that the appeal has no effect on the legal. I got the main channel back. About to get the streaming channel back. So I won't be streaming on this channel. I will be streaming on the channel I made specifically for streaming on. But holy shit. What a fucking rich kid loser. And his wife did a post today saying people will say that would be nice and they don't think it would work for. They're rich kids. They never worked for anything. And they never achieved anything. It's so odd and bizarre to me. She got that BBL. I've never fucked with a chick with a BBL. Can you tell a difference? I would assume you can't tell a difference. Pat Dixon got nuked? Pat Dixon, the biggest bitch ever, who I destroyed live. I think Pat Dixon brought my McDonald's earlier today, and I tipped him 5% because they never bring it to the door. That's what happened to Pat Dixon. Pat Dixon did his job, but he worked for Grubhub, so I didn't tip him regularly because... And they brought it to the door, I'd tip you regularly, but I'm going to go outside, I got to walk down the street, I'm going to get my food. That's what I'm going to talk about Pat Dixon about. Pat Dixon. Whoa. Pat Dixon? You people are not watching Pat Dixon. That nigga. What do you have on Gavin's thing? Doing a show once every 4 months because he's not funny and interesting. And by the way, what was his whole shtick? He wore a suit and complained about black crime, yet he was randomly sucker punching white people. Pat Dixon is a new day Colin Flaherty. Not as funny, though. A three-piece with a soda? No. Exactly. Pat Dixon is a fucking nobody. Don't worry who Pat Dixon is. You'll never have to worry. He got destroyed. Oh, he didn't get anything. I don't know. He sucker punched Gino and didn't even knock him down. Well, didn't even knock him out, but nor knock him down. He sucker punched him and got fired from Compound Media. He was too much a handle for Kumia, who allows in everything, though. That's who Pat Dixon is. He's a weirdo, unfunny dude who wears a suit. He owns no property, he has no money. He's a stand-up comedian, has been doing it for 30 years, but doesn't have a special. He's a Shuley type nigga. Shuley, I've been doing comedy for 13 years. So you should add 13 specials, right? No, no, one special. I mean, I'm doing the same material to make drunk retards laugh in a huge crowd. The most unfunniest and interesting people ever. Do not ever bring up Pat Dixon to me ever again. And I destroyed him live. Years ago, I destroyed that nigga live. And he's like, oh, no, he's so good. I'm like, you sucker punched him. And my main contention why he hated on me, there is a live stream of me destroying Pat Dixon. I talked to him right after he punched Gino. And I'm like, you sucker punched him. Not only did you not knock him out, you didn't even knock him down. And he complained, it wasn't a sucker punch. I called up 2 hours before and said, if I see you, I will punch you. No one thinks that sitting at the bar is stupid. You didn't go outside and say, let's go head up. A nigga was sitting at a bar, you walked in unannounced and you sucker punched. And couldn't even knock him out. Or knock him down. You stunk. So please don't bring up Pat Dixon again to me.
Fuck yeah.
Negative $5. Pivot to the Dabbleverse. Shit show and talk smack about all the winner in the world. I still gotta catch up on that shit. Maybe some mustard. I gotta catch up. Another world I created, I gotta catch up on. No, the Dabbleverse. I gotta catch up on this verse. When I saw, I don't want to catch up on this verse. How about, instead of me catching up on that one, can I create a new one? I don't know a great one. And there's a reason why I stopped. I didn't stop. But I could have, during the whole 2 years, delving in that. I honestly don't want to touch that shit, though. Because those dudes are, they came from the radio wars, and they're old, white, loser niggas. They think they're competing, which is the funniest shit to me. They think they're back in radio, and they're competing. If someone's watching your show, they must not be watching my show, so I'm going to destroy you. And no, I don't watch anything, but they think they're competing. But, they're doing weirdo, want to do laws, and they're docking each other. With these old white men, which is the funniest shit ever. The Dabbleverse is like drill music. It's like hip-hop drill music. These niggas are really shooting at each other. They're fucking with each other in real life, which is bizarre to me. These niggas mean this nigga up and they're jumping them in around. What are you doing? What is that? Why are you... I don't get it. I understand it. Oh, Melton. The fact that that ONA subreddit went so insane over that nigga is the saddest shit I ever saw. Now, he was part of it. He wasn't the reason why they went down. They became so obsessed and now they're nothing and nobody. Although that world is going to get taken down, of course. When they created the most toxic world ever. Like I said, it worked for radio, not on YouTube. So all these niggas off of radio and trying to do the radio shit, but doing it on YouTube. When I see a clip of Bob Levy saying, I can copyright strike him. Yeah, that goes against the golden rules that we don't copyright anyone. But the fact they're bragging about it, nothing. Nothing money really to make it online, but they could be so much bigger. I like, if I don't have advice to get into the beef, I did create that world, and then I told Shuli, you have to get in this world, and then he ignored me. No, I'm gonna do my Shuli, my comedy thing, and then he did what I said. But, do it right. But not full radio wars weirdos. Shit on each other. Don't strike each other. Don't try to use this system. Because, by the way, these are Stern dudes. And it was Stern. He used a system who silenced ONA through the system. So, of course, they would do the same thing. But, it's not going to work. I proved the case it won't work. You can only gay to even try to do that. And then no one should watch you. The Tomlinson dude, if they're still talking to that dude, they're insane. Right there, who's there? There's no ONA subreddit. ONA has been done for a decade. Never get. Dude, they filed the paperwork to appeal it. Now I know they appealed it. What are you appealing? I get this reason on it. I would assume he's just following the motions. He just gives money to the monster lawyers to destroy me, and I haven't been destroyed, but they're telling him, alright, well, we're still going to destroy him now. Don't worry. Not anything, but give us some more money. We're going to get him. I just, because he's a fucking retard. Although, I can't say that, because he watches every fucking thing I do. So he knows. I will not give him that. I will not give him the fucking, no. That faggot is so obsessed with me. He left a like on Des's mom picture. Of course he does. His lawyers don't follow my social media, only he does, and he feeds his. He does have L.A. lawyers. L.A. lawyers are more and more on clients. But he has to hit the lawyers. Like, he said, do the thing, so can you just help me? But yeah, that thing is haunting. So, yeah, I'm not getting it out. That nigga is so obsessed with me. You lost! Why are you doing an appeal? Daddy's money. Thing I rich man. They're all rich kids. It's harassment. No, you're just doing. I can't see with that. It's an appeal. Oh, yeah. And should I counter sue? No. I don't want to be done on the budget or anything. But it's just so gay and annoying me. Know what I want to. Another how many year process of continuing? Time is important to me. I make money, but time is more important. And I make money. But I make so much money, my time is more important than money. Get to that stage in life. The ordinary is in your life. I make money, but time I learn. I won't counter sued. But I counter sued. Then the family sued OJ. Did he ever actually get him? No, I don't care. Just get me the fuck out of this. Get me out of the loop of appealing. Just get me out of the loop. I don't care. You don't have to pay me anything. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Just end it. I don't care. Just end it completely, officially. But the channels have been given back. So I didn't get that. I thought he was doing it. The channel is up. And YouTube is giving me up. My streaming is going to be up. So I'm streaming on here tonight to you niggas. But in a couple of days, I'm going to actually get my live streaming channel back. And on a live stream, channel, which had, what was it? I think 3,000 to 5,000 subscribers, but they all subscribed to watch me live stream. Like, you people were watching me, you didn't subscribe to me and watch me live stream. But I had a channel just for the live stream. And when I live stream, I'm going to go back to that, and I got my main channel back. What the fuck is he doing? I'm your prophet? Oh, what was your losses? If I'm your prophet. What? Jordan, don't be that dumb. I like your new channel. Yeah, Don. Jimmernam. I'm being tardish. What's your podcast? Oh, good The comedy podcast. Can't find you, Jordan. Kyle podcast, bro. If I can do something, it's for it. Podcast what? 49? You bought a house on our first one, you know, weren't it? What do you know? Imagine going on the internet for the money. I know you did. imagine not being in the interview. And that is the saddest thing about Jimmer now. And I'm hard, I can't find a Jimmer. Oh, I'll just talk to Jimmer now tonight. I got no use, yeah, I don't want to. The regulars we watch, though. Yeah, well, come on. I've been talking to Jimmer now a while. But the last time we talked was good. Find me a journey. I'll talk a journey. I want to interview and I'm not exposed to anything about me. I'm Carol. I know I said I kind of want to talk to Germany tonight. Can any of his henchmen do the thing? I'll update you for my personal benefit. Because he started the Fighter and the Kid channel. That nigga had a shitload of subs and lost that. And I'm asking about it. Now I have you challenging it. They said impersonation. He just gave it up because I was going to argue that. I would argue that if I was him. I know you're going to argue, but I can give him advice. But I really think he could argue that, obviously. Would have helped him argue that, obviously. It's hilarious. He named his thing a ding a ding, and he never really made it that big or anything. Really did thing off it. And by the way, it wasn't really impersonation. Because he's a gook and a chink, you know. I don't know, I didn't think it was a impersonation channel. But I'm known inside. In his eyes, like, I think he's the only channel that get deleted off of that. Of being an impersonation channel. I think he's the only one. And they built on it so hard. He had that fat bitch in his house he had to call the cops on. The one video we got behind the scenes with Jermaine was probably met a bitch. He did. Met a Jersey Asian ticket. We had the Dragon Ball, so you'd wish for 6 inches, and we'd all laugh going. But yeah. And he, well, he didn't try to become a thing either. He realized he had the greatest thing ever and fucked that up. That nigga could have been one of the biggest niggas ever and he fucked that up completely. And then the nigga didn't know the fuck when he fucking imitating. Because of course he didn't imitate it. That nigga. And I wish he would go live and talk with me, but he won't, because he's afraid. My problem with him. You never really go when you shit. understand that. Ryan, I don't survive the bullshit, but you didn't survive, but you didn't stand on it. Just be real, no confidence in his own self to just say, I'm Jordan, I can talk about whatever in a great audience. Zero confidence whatsoever. He looked at me, what can I steal? Quote, what can I steal in that thing? But look at shit to steal instead of what interesting in this thing and that thing. Look at it, steal to steal a thing. What little thing could I bring or this person and that thing? And that is that, Critter wise, fucking whack job. And you fucked it up that way. For himself. What's his new name? Comedy Podcast Roast. You a Comedy Podcast Roast. What is r/ thing? I take the thing where you're out there. But you know how to do it. What do you do with this? There's nothing much of that. Retake that. No one's doing that. And that illuminate. The con exposed you, by the way. He got exposed by Illuminati. He should come back. And he can make 30 grand a month as he used to. But no one. I guess not. He's going up to leave to try. I tried to help you again, Jim Ram. We're in chat. Kyler kind of works the job. Don't we all kind of work the job? What? What is wait, I didn't want to watch this video. So be watching SmackDown later. Like I said, The Rock is back and I'm fully in. He keeps talking shit, which I love. Oh, you're loving it up on Federal Hill? The plate of meatballs. What about sausage and peppers? Give it a goomimitasus. But so, I got the paperwork sent to me for the appeal. From Brendan Schaub's team. This dummy is actually really appealing it. I already got the main channel back and it's monetized. I might not be getting back that live streaming channel though. So, going forward, all videos will be on my main channel. And this might turn into the live streaming channel. How did I get monetized again so fast? Well, that channel has over 20,000 subscribers. So, wasn't that hard. Who do I think will win, Tyson or Paul? I don't know. How old is Tyson? Like fucking 60-something? That might just be an age thing at that point. Who knows, though? But, I mean, can't wait to watch it, especially since it's going to be on Netflix. Netflix is really going into the live space territory. They're going to have WWE on there. Well, Raw. And other shit, so. Oof. So I'm just looking at weirdo shit on Twitter right now. But yeah, Mad Dubs on Call of Duty and Fortnite today. I was rocking the shit. It's what I do. Jake Paul's going to win a decision. Well, look at you, Mr. Know Everything About Everything. Fucking Jake Paul fighting Mike Tyson. Now, the last time we saw Mike Tyson was against Roy Jones, right? Roy Jones Jr. That fight wasn't that bad. But, I mean, God knows what this one's going to look like. I have no idea. But there was something I did want to check out. You heard Owen Hart's going to be on SmackDown. Now, Owen Hart will never even be in the WWE Hall of Fame because his wife won't allow it. Can't wait for... Oh, I know! April 3rd, Rebirth Island, coming back. Can't fucking wait. Got my taxes today. Yeah. So, bunch of shit. I wanted to check this out, though. When the last time we've checked out Kumia? When is the last time? That! My God, this is the new compound studio in fucking South Carolina. Look at his face. His skin is falling off of his body. He looks like the nigga from fucking Men in Black. Edgar. The giant cockroach who took the dude's skin and put it on. God damn.
On his long downslide into mental dementia. You tell me then. How he was so energetic on the State of the Union. You can't get too...
Is the cat part of the studio, or is it just in there bothering him and gonna knock down shit? That's his second cat, by the way. Beavis died. He's got a gun right here on the desk. I kind of like the desk setup and shit, though.
Fucking coherent words out of him any other day. Because they consult doctors, and they say, we need a coherent, energetic Joe Biden tonight. What do we do? Well, we'll give you something. All right? Well, why don't you do that every day? It'll kill him. He can't get it every day. That would kill him. So we see him every so often when they really need him to be full of piss and vinegar, as they say, drugged up. They just fucking drug him. And if you don't believe that, you're just, once again, so naive, not seeing what the truth is. Truth is, he is drugged.
He looks like a wild turkey? Oof.
Media does not.
I've had some experiences with wild turkey and oof.
Present what is true about Joe Biden. They don't do that. They don't present what's true about Trump. They lie about everything. So Trump, the most recent thing hit the news today, or social media today, that he's oogling. Or is it ogling? I don't know. He was given the old eyes. to a young woman dancing in front of him at Mar-a-Lago. And that's how it was presented. This is all they showed. No sound, no nothing. This was the clip they showed.
Yeah.
There's a girl, and she's kind of spinning around, and Trump's just like, and then he goes, ooh. He does that little ooh thing like, oh, sexy. She's sexy.
Look at her.
Now, I saw the responses, the comments to this when it was posted, and it's all like, oh, my God, he's a dirty old man. Oh, this is making me vomit. That's sick.
How are you niggas feeling about this election coming up? For some reason, I could not care less. I don't know. I just don't care. I just don't care in any way, shape, or form. It makes no difference to me who wins anymore. I mean, I hope Trump beats Biden, but if he doesn't, I really don't care. I stopped caring in my old age. I turned 39 and stopped giving a fuck. Odd.
Creepy guy. And again, you know Joe Biden's literally smelling prepubescent girls. Sniffing them. Touching their hair. Trying to touch their non-existent to chest. We've seen all those videos.
Hey, what is he trying to be like, Kumia?
Nothing. They call him a creep and they're like, oh, you're disgusting. Even suggesting. So Donald Trump has a girl in front of him. Even if this was what he was doing. Like, who gives a shit? He's fucking a heterosexual dude. An alpha. So yeah, good. Good for him.
Really? That cat is traveling.
Oh, no. What are you doing? You're going to try to get along that way? Yeah, so the truth of the matter is, this girl was singing a song.
That cat smelling the books.
And he was listening and very... taken by her voice. And now look, I'm not making excuses for him. He probably was looking at her in that way. Good for him.
Good. Jump down.
A girl of legal age that our president, our heterosexual normal president is looking at. Good, he should. You know? Who was that girl that was singing at one of those black funerals that happened? And Bill Clinton was just eyeballing her ass. That little chubby Mexican singer.
Selena Gomez?
Yes. Lena Gomez. And Bill Clinton was just, pop up that picture. I know it's a record.
I did see that subway thing, but they blurred out when the dude actually got shot. But that dude was on the train just like, yo, I'm gonna fuck you up, I'm gonna beat you up. But they blocked out even at the fight part, so I don't even know how the dude got shot. So I kind of saw the video, but kind of didn't.
She's singing, Bill Clinton's just staring, burning a fucking hole through her ass. And again, I think it's great. Good. Bill Clinton's a heterosexual dude. Loves the pussy. Loves looking at ass and tits and what have you. Good for him. It's only
He was on Epstein Island, though. I mean,
in these times, the 2020s, the roaring 20s, the gay 20s, that men acting like heterosexual men are called out and called disgusting. For doing what men have done since there was a man on Earth. Look at that.
It was Ariana Grande.
Look at Bill Clinton. Yeah.
Or Jennifer Lopez. I can't tell the difference between them.
Like to shove it right in her shitter. Oh, she got a great shitter there, don't she? Yeah. Yeah. Did liberals, Democrats, Clinton people?
He does these impressions. You swear it's the real people.
Were they talking about what a piece of shit and ghoul and creep he is for doing that? No. Republicans and conservatives. People on the right.
There's an unblurred version.
I know that. But they're wrong for calling him, pull out the Trump flag.
Like, I don't even know what happened. I gotta find what happened to the Cape Verde flag.
And the Trump flag. That's what I like looking at. I'm a dude.
No, these fucking people.
So Donald Trump did that.
I had two brand new hoodies that apparently magically disappeared. So God knows what happened to my flag.
The sound and everything in context.
What up, Arnott? Or he's saying, oh, because she's saying that note.
He's like, oh, that's. And he's like,
great.
But again, even if he is looking hiring ass and whatnot, good for him. But I mean, they have to pull shit like that constantly with Trump. Everything he does, anytime he's on video, he's doing something horrendous that needs to be. Commented on. He needs to be chastised for it. Look at that.
Grab him by the pussy. They let you. They let you grab him by the pussy.
He's holding her ass. So we go fucking grab it. Yeah. That's what they'll do. Sit there and give.
Kumi is starting to look like Beetlejuice when he got his head shrunk. By the way, they made Beetlejuice 2 with Michael Keaton. I can't wait to see that.
Some shit. For being a regular dude. Being a man. A fucking man. Something that is just so... You know, West Point? West Point changed its mission statement. Now, its credo. It's kind of, I guess it's called a credo. A mission statement.
An Apollo credo.
A saying or credo or something, the trademark that you attach to yourself. And I guess West Point was something like country, honor, courage, something like that. Some good shit. There it is. Oh, there it is. Duty, honor, country.
Duty.
Duty, honor, cunt.
Duty, honor, cunt.
West Point Military Academy dropped duty, honor, country from mission statement.
In the Navy, ours was honor, courage, and commitment.
It's still their slogan, I guess. But they've had to change. Because, you know. We live in different times now. And what is it now? Scroll down a little bit on that one.
Live, die, repeat.
The words Army values.
Army values. And they're...
that's not like woke or anything, so I don't mind that, I guess.
New mission statement for the senior army leadership will now read: to build, educate, train, and inspire the core of cadets to be commissioned leaders of character committed to the army values and ready for a lifetime of service to the army and nation. I don't know, I kind of like the nice short and sweet version. I'm actually surprised they didn't take it further and put diversity in there. But you know that's what they mean. Once West Point and these military...
By the way, I love Kumia now. Especially if you follow him on Twitter. He's just full-bore racist. Which is so fun and hilarious. Like, very soon he's just going to be saying, "We ain't niggers!" And I'm here for it. Because it's so fucking funny.
Academy started letting women in. They had to change everything. Because with women, it brought these womanly fucking mental issues. And this need to nurture nonsense. like diversity and toxic masculinity, getting that shit out of, you know, the army. If there's anywhere that should have toxic masculinity, it's the military. Every branch of the military, every aspect of it should be packed with what they call toxic masculinity. There's nothing toxic about it. It's strength. It's to be feared by other nations. Everything else they've introduced.
And conspiracy theorists?
Even under Trump, because, you know, he... Unfortunately, Trump wasn't in charge of everything. He was the president, but the president ain't in charge of everything. He tried.
If he 1v1 me on Rust, he would be saying nothing but racist shit. Because I'd be fucking destroying him on Rust. I got a little spot on Rust. I don't go to the tip top. I like that middle part where, like, you're playing domination where A is. I put up Betty's. I set up shop. In the first high level of Rust. Oh, trust me, I can work a Rust map.
But he was summarily called a transphobe and homophobic and all that shit. Racist. So now we have a military with guys in dresses. Guys in dresses are actually in command. And it's disgusting. It's weak, and it goes right along with this new mission statement from West Point. The soldiers that came out, didn't George Patton come out of West Point? Patton. How do you think George Patton would have felt about transgender officers in the U.S. Army?
Well, he probably would have loved it.
I don't know who those are. To be honest, those are like foreign. Those are people from foreign armies. But yeah, there you go. Here's, you know, here's a guy. You know, Patton slapped a soldier in a wartime hospital during World War II. There was he was in there seeing some of his wounded men.
Whoa.
And talking to him. Patting him on the shoulder. I'm on the shoulder. Good work, son. You did good.
All right, enough of Comia for right now. There's something else I wanted to check out. Because SmackDown, yeah, and Comia, not only fucked a tranny, fucked two trannies. Remember, we found out about the second one, too. Let's not forget that, people. The Comia thing, like, the whole network. Although, they... Who's hot and she showed her titties and shit. I forget her name. Follow me on Twitter. It's said there. And the fact that she's fucking around with these cretins is bizarre to me, but whatever. She's some OnlyFans whore. But she's very nice to look at. Because he's losing a Call of Duty game. Well, thank you, JC. But, yeah, wait, what else did I want to check out? Ah! Sorry, I'm... looking at the Fighter and the Kids subreddit real quick and being disturbed. Alright, but, alright, so, SmackDown's tonight, definitely watching it. I want to check out, I haven't seen this. The new Rock shit. I'm all in on wrestling now that The Rock is back. The whole shit happened with Vince McMahon. Now TKO owns it. And it seems like this company bought the WWF. WWE, I still call it WWF. And they're like, all right, we bought this company. When was it the most successful? The Attitude Era. Okay, go back to that. And now they're going to be on Netflix. The nigga's swearing and shit. That promo where him and Roman, where he's like, now go home and smoke some more crack. If you smell bibliography, what The Rock is cooking, I'm all in. No, I didn't check out the movie Leave the World Behind. What's it on? Is it good? I checked out an actually good movie on Netflix. I couldn't imagine it being good. Who's that Euphoria white hood acting dude? And unfortunately, he died. He, like, starred in this movie. I saw the trailer, and I thought it was stupid. And they kind of went an interesting spot with it, and then it became stupid. But it was interesting of, like, a dude won $156 through Mega Millions. Then he robs him. A cop killed the dude. And he had to deal with the dude and the witnesses. And he's like, all right, hold on. Agree with my story. Say, I bought the ticket. I'll give you millions. Instead of I just robbed this nigga. And we all get millions. It is more interesting and better than it should have been. But it ultimately didn't deliver because it got dumb. But it was an okay movie to see. I don't know what it was called. But it was an interesting little movie to see. I didn't mind it. And it was the last, that Euphoria star, a white dude who died. Like, he was in it. And it was a great performance. Although he only did the same performance in every movie. Well, thank you to CB Projekt. You watched Children of the Corn 2023? Why? Hell, I don't think the first Children of the Corn movie was that good. It's fucking retarded, and that nigga had superpowers with terrible CGI at the end, and the waitress chick stabbing the dude and he's trying to make the call. The first Children of the Corn was terrible. Why would they remake a terrible movie? Didn't South Park redo that? I'm just in town for a job interview and I get to the payphone and then he runs into Children of the Corn. I never thought that Children of the Corn was ever really that good. Yeah, Children of Corn sucked. It was dumb. You haven't seen it? Well, the first one, I would assume, is just better. Although, the first one, honestly, it wasn't really that good. Children of the Corn. Ugh. Movie sucked. Movie didn't even make sense. Malachi. Some fucking long-haired ginger with his hook thing is running things. Izzy. All the kids kill the adults except for the waitress. That movie sucked. Yeah, and then at the end, the kid, he had, like, superpowers. Well, I get a superpower to change everyone, but then there was lightning and shit that made no sense. They tried making a movie with CGI, and they did not have a CGI budget. You saw Dune. I never even saw Dune 1. I have no interest in seeing Dune. I never saw the new Ghostbusters. I honestly have no interest in seeing the new Ghostbusters. Like, when I shot that Ghostbusters 2018, not because they were women, I had no interest in seeing it, and that nigga fucked it up. He tried making a comedy movie, and the Ghostbusters is not a comedy. It's a sci-fi movie with comedy in it. He made a comedy movie with sci-fi in it. I didn't even mind that he did an all-female cast the philosophy was wrong and fucked. So I had no interest in even seeing that. But even the new ones have no interest. Because the new ones were like Stranger Things thing. And I'm not interested in that either. Haven't seen On the Road. There was a movie before I watched that one on Netflix, though. Wait, what did I watch? I forgot it wasn't that good, so it wasn't that good, but... There's a new Civil War movie. The only good Civil War movie I ever saw was the Denzel one. With Matthew Broderick and... And... You know the one. Morgan Freeman. That was a great movie. And I love that movie. Because it's so accurate. I love that scene at the end where they talk to the media before storming the hill. Because there was media back then. That's how good that movie was. Like, they represented there was a media at the time. And they stormed the hill. They all stormed the hill and fucking died, but there was a media there going, you're going to do it. So weird. But, so, yeah, Glory. Oh, you know what movie? Prey 2. I heard they're doing a Prey 2. I'm looking forward to that. Like I said, I'm a sucker for Predator movies. There's certain movies I'm just a sucker for. And... Everyone will consider, I think, every Predator movie is great. All the AVPs are great. And one of them. So, Prey was great. Everything with Predator is great. So, Prey 2, Electric Boogaloo, I can't wait for. It's like a modern day tour happening now. Well, that sounds kind of fucking retarded. What would they have a civil war over, by the way? Everyone agrees on most of the shit. So, what would the civil war even be over? No one ever civil war in the country. We agree on most of the shit. What would it even be over? I like the first Alien, the second one. I'm not into as much as the Alien movies or the Predator movies, but I love all the AVP movies because I love Predator. I even like the fucking dummy one. And I thought I liked the first Alien. The second one. I'm not into as much as the Alien movies or the Predator movies. But I love all the AVP movies. Because I love Predator. I even like the fucking dummy one. And I thought I hated it when I first saw it. I don't like Adrian Brody's in it. Then I tried convincing myself. I love it. In fact, it's a great concept. Yeah, Lawrence Fishburne in it. Oh, I fucking love that movie. Yeah, Adrian Brody sucks in it. You shouldn't have used him as the main guy, but the movie's awesome. All the Predator movies are awesome. They're always going to be awesome. And like I was saying, that's like a thing of even if it is whack, I'll excuse it because it's fucking Predator. In a Predator movie, I'm down. Like if they started a Predator show and made it gay or something, like everyone don't like it, but so far everything from Predator, even that movie, I liked. Even in, like, Like when that Japanese dude was like, all right, fuck it, I'm going out with the sword. Kind of the first dude, Indian dude, did with the knife. I dug it. Like, I just dig Predator movies. They're my shit. Predator 2 is an amazing sequel. Another weakness. Gary Busey. Gary Busey's in a movie, I'm loving it. Gary Busey, Predator 2. I'm a Gary Busey guy. Anytime Gary Busey's in a movie, my niggas, I'm down. Gary Busey's in a movie. And so, that's why I don't even love Predator 2. I understand. In other words, it's not like a great sequel. However, I still love it. A, it's a Predator movie. Two, we got Gary Busey. So, yeah. It's a ride just on that. There's some dark scenes with Jamaicans or Haitians or some shit on that thing. But, yeah. Huge fan of Predator movies. Bigger fan of Gary Busey movies. Yeah, I seen Point Break. Oh, Gary Busey wasn't in Point Break. Gary Busey was in Drop Zone. A movie, one of Wesley Snipes' best, because it had Gary Busey in it. Drop Zone, though, was fucking great. Nigga, I'm a Gary Busey fan. Gary Busey's in your movie, I'm checking out. Kind of his son. Like him a Starship Trooper, his life in contact. Never really did anything outside of that, but I don't mind his son either, but I'm a Gary Busey fan, so him and Drop Zone, yeah. He appropriates Jamaicans. Jamaicans invent dreads, and half the people in Jamaica are Indian. What? Gary Busey was in Point Break? When? He might have been. I'm just trying to think. When was Gary Busey in Point Break? He probably was. I'm trying to think. The Game with Busey and Ice-T. Oh, I love that fucking movie. That movie's, Ice-T is a homeless guy, right? And it has the black guy Rock in it. And the dude from Scrubs, the doctor from Scrubs and Platoon. That fucking movie's amazing. I mean, set up. Like, Ice-T, a homeless guy, to feed him. And they're going to hunt him. And he turns it around on them. Oh, that's a great fucking movie. I love that fucking movie. That is a great movie. Yeah, Surviving in the Game. There was another kind of good movie that you said that to me, you haven't seen. With Cuba Gooding Jr. and who's the white guy? Who got the hair plugs. Who played George in a thing. You know his name. With Cuba Gooding Jr. where they saw a sporting event. It was like called Surviving the Night. And this weird shit happened where the sports game and the shit broke down. And then it survived getting back. And it ran into gangs and shit. That was a good movie with the other guy. But, Judgment Night? Was that what it was called? Do you know what I'm talking about? Where they went to see the sports thing and Cuba Gooding And, oh, what's his fucking name? Yeah, Jeremy Piven. That's it. Him and Jeremy Piven. And, Jeremy Piven died because they couldn't walk around and chase and shit. That was a great movie. Drop Zone did rule. As you can tell, I watch a lot of movies and TV. Yeah, that was a good movie. Dennis Leary? No, it wasn't Dennis Leary. In that movie? No, whoa, it might have been. I just remember, was he? No, no, I'm kind of buying that. But was he? He might have been. You might be right, because I don't remember that much from it, but... Really? You hunted down Cuba Gooding and Jeremy Piven? Holy shit. Whoa. Dennis Leary played the bad guy. Okay. Weird. Alright, I want to check out this Rock promo, though. I haven't seen this. About to bet. Watch SmackDown later. The Rock is back. Wrestling is back. Because The Rock... Vince McMahon is gone. A corporation owns it, and they're about making that money. So they're going back to the Attitude Era, which I dig. Swearing, all the good shit is coming back. I think my guess, but let's check this out.
Good morning. Good morning on this Friday morning. Did you guys have a good week? Did you have a productive week? I hope so. Did you get a lot of ass kicking done? I hope so. You're going to end your week on a down note, or you're going to end your week on an uptick, getting momentum going into the weekend? I hope so. It's been a big week. It has been an exciting week. It's a big week here in the world of professional wrestling, because once again, professional wrestling is cool.
You keep saying professional wrestling, by the way, and not sports entertainment.
Once again, professional wrestling is relevant. Once again, everyone's talking about professional wrestling. Why? Because of one man. And you're looking at it because of The Rock. Because of the People's Champion. Professional wrestling is happening because of the final boss, The Rock. And it feels good.
He called himself the final boss.
It feels good. Selling out everywhere. From Dallas, Texas, Glendale, Arizona, Salt Lake City, Utah.
Nobody pegs me.
Tonight, after this workout.
Dude, I woke up. No bullshit. At 3 in the morning last night. Was like, oh, I hate being up at 3. So I took a bong rip and got extremely high. I was like, oh, I still need to go to bed. And I made Dez suck my dick and swallow my cum. So, and then I went to bed. So, I don't get pegged, my nigga.
Rock is going to jump on his private jet. He's going to fly down to Memphis, Tennessee and get ready. Live SmackDown, The Rock is coming home, baby. Cannot wait.
Oh, I gotta get YouTube Premium back.
That's good unleaded. That's good unleaded. It's been a big week, though. A lot to celebrate. Ratings are up. Sellouts everywhere.
For NXT SmackDown, audience up 16% in demo as Dwayne The Rock Johnson is returning to the ring.
Where The Rock goes, wrestling is cool again, all because of The Rock. It's also been a big week because everyone is talking. Last week, everyone is talking about the slap that was heard around the world. Finally, Cody Rhodes grew some balls. Finally, that little boy got some hair on his nuts and he slapped the shit out of The Rock. He slapped the shit out of me. Take a look. Well done, Cody Rhodes. The Rock has been waiting for you to man up, giving him a challenge that's worthy of the great one. Ooh, that was a good slap, too. What did The Rock do? He didn't pretend like he was angry. He didn't get a bunch of goofs and jabronis trying to hold him back. No, no, no. The Rock took your slap like a man. As a matter of fact, The Rock started smiling. Yeah. Because The Rock likes pain. But that's a whole other conversation. And Cody Rhodes, The Rock couldn't wait. The world couldn't wait to see how you were going to react and respond after that Friday slap. On Monday Night Raw, 2 days later, what were you going to do? And you get on Monday Night Raw.
I'm so back into wrestling off of this. The Rock is back. Hey, he tried to... And he's back, and it's he's using the final boss shit. I like Roman Reigns from what I've seen with Wrestle Sports on here, which is fine. Meanwhile, I like Roman Reigns, but The Rock is back. I think wrestling, and he keeps saying it's back, because Vince McMahon is not in charge. A company took it over, and they need results. I think they're going to go back. Not fully, but kind of the attitude error.
You get in the middle of that ring, the world is watching, and here's what you did. Here's how you responded to the biggest moment of your career when you slapped The Rock. Take a look.
My mother. She's the only one I got left. And I can't hand it to Dusty Rhodes, but I certainly can hand it to Michelle Rubio.
Rubio.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? This is why I'm in. Are you fucking kidding me? I haven't seen this. I swear to God, if he makes a Marco Rico joke, or a lot, I know he's not, probably, I don't know. Yes. Stone Cold. Stone Cold. I love Stone Cold. He is great in the Attitude Era. He didn't start it, though. If he's starting a new Attitude Era, I'm down for it.
You start fucking crying? That's how you respond? No wonder all your fans are crybabies. Cody crybabies. No wonder, because they're Superman, they're hero. He's not crying, too. You can cry. I can't give the belt to Dusty, but I can give it to my mama. I can give it to my mommy. My mommy. Shut the fuck up. Give it to your mommy.
You gotta shut the fuck up. It's back. You gotta shut the fuck up. It's back.
Cody. This is not real news to The Rock. Chills. This is how real it is to The Rock. You ain't given the title to your mama. You ain't given that title, the universal title, to your mama. That title is going to remain around the waist of Roman Reigns. Here's what's going to happen at WrestleMania. and The Rock wants your mama to have a front row seat. Mama Rhodes, The Rock is talking to you. Yeah, now you're in The Rock's crosshairs. Here's what's going to happen. Mama Rhodes, you're not going to get the Universal title handed to you on night two of WrestleMania. No, no, no. You're going to get a title handed to you. You're going to get a belt handed to you. It's going to be The Rock's belt. It's going to be something like this. Something like this. Leather. Brahma Bull. Blood. Sweat. Respect. The blood part. That's going to be your son's blood. It's going to be all over this belt. I'm going to take this belt, Mama Rhodes, and I'm going to whoop your son. I'm going to whoop him like a dog. I'm going to whoop the piss out of him. I'm going to whoop the blood out of him. I'm going to get all his blood on this belt and all his sweat on this belt is what I'm going to do. I'm going to whoop him and whoop him and whoop him and whoop him in front of the world. Now I'm going to take this belt, Mama Rhodes, full of your son's blood. And then I'm going to hand it to you.
In front. Blood and semen. See that there? They're trying to get your mom in. That was a real thing, Rocky. Your mama will fuck other niggas sitting like, what? They make it, of course they're making him a heel. Yes, wrestling is good again. Now I'm going to watch SmackDown later. Fuck you, niggas. And Killing Time to SmackDown happened. And The Rock's going to have SmackDown.
And I'm going to say, here you go, Mama. You're going to be crying just like your son, just like all of his Cody Crybaby fans, because you're all a bunch of crybabies. You're going to be crying.
Why are you so mean to my son, Rock?
Give you this belt, Mama Rhodes. I'm going to say, Mama Rhodes, here's your belt. Now down is the direction you can sit. I'm going to look at your son who's going to be in the middle of the ring bleeding, crying. Look at all those Cody Crybaby fans. And tell them off is a direction you can fuck. And that's how you end a story. And that is how Cody Rhodes, your story is gonna end at WrestleMania, boy. Crying in a pool of your own blood, with this belt sitting in your mama's lap. And Mama Rhodes, don't worry. There's two things that you can do about it. Nothing like it. Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania, your story's gonna end, courtesy of Roman Reigns, and courtesy of your nightmare.
Me?
Rock! He's cooking. Now, Mama Rhodes, don't go crying too much now.
Alright, tonight's going to South to find a boss. We're going to watch SmackDown. What this involves in. I'm back in now because of The Rock. I'm just back in to wrestling. I'm digging it. The new way it is, they got The Rock back. He's swearing, talking shit, head of the board. I'm down for it. Remember, Vince McMahon is gone. A company acquired this and like, they're trying to, as much as they can, back to the Attitude Era. Talking shit and shit. And I love it and I'm down for it. It's the most hilarious shit ever. I can't wait to see what he's gonna say tonight. Um, All right, monetize in the main channel. So other videos will be on the main channel. I might have to make this the live stream channel. This is Dez's channel. I want to make this a clip channel, a live stream channel. Because I had a live stream channel, apparently. By the way, they told me we deleted your live stream channel associated with that. So, when you roll my channel back, well, we should bring back the one you deleted because it's associated with.
Of course.